Oh my God, we're gonna have to rest a minute before I weigh in. I just got off my Peloton, like literally. I have been running this morning, not literally running, but going hard this morning. I have a new text buddy. We get up at 4:30. Well, yesterday, because I woke up before 4:30, I turned off my alarm and then forgot to reset it because I didn't want it to go off and wake the boys up. So, of course, this morning it doesn't go off, and I was up at 2:30 in the morning, couldn't sleep for about an hour and a half. Nothing in particular other than the cat got on me, started making all the biscuits, like licking my face, like, you know, don't you like this in the middle of the night? And I'm like, it's a no. And so anyway, so I was up for a long time. So I read a little bit, went back to sleep about, I don't know, it was like about 30 minutes before I would normally get up. Fell back asleep and woke up at 5:30. So knowing that I had to do this live and I've got stuff after this, I was like, holy shit, I'm going to have to do my Peloton ride. I mean, it was just like all the things this morning. So anyway, I'm out of breath. Still, like you can see, I am still sweating right now. Like I haven't even stopped the sweating yet. So anyway, we're going to weigh in a minute. I have already done the naked weigh-in and because I was like, I don't believe Facebook's going to let me just weigh butt-ass naked. And I will tell you guys, I have so little shame that I would probably weigh naked in front of y'all. Like, more people in this tribe have probably seen, because I have fake boobs. They're like, can I just see them? Can I just touch them? I'm like, sure. When I first got them, it was like people were more interested in my boobs than I think they were in how I could help them with weight loss. That was like the hot topic back in the day. And then plus the boys are here, so I'm kind of just waiting for them to get out of the house and stuff. They haven't left yet. So I have no glasses on. Can't see shit. Sweating. This is, y'all are getting a real look at what my typical mornings are like. Whew. And I'm dizzy. So just so y'all know, there's nothing to worry about. I am on my period. It's a real good one this month for all those of you who track it hard. There's Luau back there sitting there. So this weigh-in reflects, let's see, this is, you know what, I meant to look it up before I even got on here and I forgot. Oh crap, and it's on my Happy Scale app, which is on my phone. I don't have a way of checking it anywhere else. Now my glasses are steaming up. If y'all don't know, I went to the Cayman Islands last week. I was there for 8 straight days, came back home on Sunday. And then we had to eat out Monday and Tuesdays. We didn't have any food in the house. And I thought Aunt JJ was bringing Aunt JJ food for us. And we had a death in the family. So they were taking care of all of that kind of stuff. So, she couldn't bring the food. And I wasn't going to be like, no, you're going to have to just like take a hot second and bring the food. So we just decided to eat out. And so I ate out Monday and Tuesday. I had off plan eat on Wednesday. I added tortilla chips to a salad that was totally not planned. And then, and like I said, I'm on my period. So this is me coming off a week. I think if I'm not mistaken, when I went to the Caymans, I was 154 pounds. I almost think that was true. It was like right in there. I'm in my window. Let's put it that way. My summer window is usually 155 to 160. I call my fall, winter, like usually spring and summer, I like to weigh in the 150 to 155 range. I just feel more comfortable in a bathing suit and that. And I like to have a 10-pound range. So if you take phase 4 of no BS, once you get to that phase, and guys, you can take that phase at any time. You do not need to wait until you're in maintenance to take the last 20 pounds in maintenance phase. But it talks about in that particular phase, weight ranges. And I like to keep about a 10 pound range. Now I normally do 150 to 160. Sometimes I'll do like 148 to 158. I think what I want most of you to know more than anything when it comes to the number is the number doesn't define you. The number is not what validates you as a human. And guys, even at 250, when I started losing weight, that was a connection that I made as I was losing weight. That is not something that's like, oh, it's easy to say once you've hit maintenance that the number doesn't validate you. No, it's not easy to say. You're wrong. Because here's the deal. If you don't teach yourself how to use the number for you, Even in maintenance, you will use it against you. I want you guys to think bigger and better. The number is always a reflection of just action lines. So if you've taken phase two of No BS, your number goes in two spots. The first spot it goes into is, and this is what I would do if I was you guys, I would put it in the result line of a model. Most of you are sticking it in the circumstance line and deciding how to think about it. What I would challenge all of you to start doing is put your weigh-in every single week in the result line of your model first. Then go back and think, okay, how did I get here? Because if you put it in the, this is the problem. When you put the weight number in the circumstance line first, all you're doing is getting your judgments about the number. That's all you're doing. You're getting your assessments and judgments about the number. What I want you guys to learn how to do first, and this is what the Hello Scale worksheet does for you when it asks you about that, you know, what actions got me here. We're basically trying to figure out your model from the bottom up, all right? So let's say that whatever your number is this week, you ask yourself, so what are the things that I did and didn't do that got me here? And then look at those. And if that number is what you want, like if that's like, okay, I lost weight this week, you know, that's the number that I want, that's a result that I'm looking for, then you put in the actions and you examine the actions. Am I, you know, are all of these actions the things I would like to keep? Maybe I was able to get a result and I have an action that might one day that result line not be what I want. So I want to start working on it ahead of time. That's how you use that section of the Hello Scale worksheet. Then you ask yourself about like, all right, what are the thoughts and feelings in general that I had this week preceding these actions? Like, what are the things that I'm thinking and feeling that are driving me to do these things or to not do these things or whatever? Okay. And then the circumstance is a lot of times the circumstance is just the number that it's the same number that you have now, or it can just be, you know, week ahead. You can like, don't get too hosed up in that circumstance line. I think for that model, if you have your weight as the result, you have like, you know, week, this week ahead of me. For some of you, if you're in maintenance, the circumstance and the result are usually going to match. And they're going to match if your action line is in check along with your thoughts and feelings. Okay. So for all of you who are wondering, like, what is all this action line stuff she speaketh of? If you're new, this is phase two of the No BS work. Okay. Now, the second way you run it, and this is how I would do, like, I would be thinking about the little blue box in your journal. And then you have the two models at the bottom. I would do a gut check on how am I thinking and feeling about my numbers? How am I thinking and feeling about my weight? So like, you know, whatever today's date is, I think it's the 17th, I believe, January 17th, I weigh X amount of pounds. All right. How do I think about that? How do I want to be thinking about that? A lot of you have this misconception that if like if your number is like when I first started, if it's 250, like you need to think poorly about it. Like if I even dare have nice thoughts about my weight, somehow that's going to sabotage me and hose me, and I'm not going to be motivated and all this other stuff. Guys, showing compassion for yourself doesn't mean you go eat. We're working on that. So many of you, this is where you get hosed. You think that food is showing compassion to yourself. No, that's not. That's the opposite. When you're eating because of stuff, that's your self-loathing. That's not self-compassion. So like when I was like, I'll give you a good example. When I was in my 220s, my 210s, my 200s, and all these different ranges of weight, when I really started working on weighing in, one of the things that I realized was when I would weigh in, the talk that I had in my head was such garbage. Like I would just talk poorly to myself and stuff. And what I was noticing is there was a disconnect between weighing in and how I was thinking and feeling about creating this new life for myself. Like I would be eating a little better, or I was going to the gym and doing my walks, and like I was showing up consistently. And I noticed that I was kind of cheerleading myself through those things, like, oh my gosh, this is like the, you know, 20th day in a row we've gone to the gym and walked and we've gotten a little faster. And I know there was a correlation to me, like, oh my gosh, that you know, I actually feel pretty good. Like I could tell, like my mood was lifting. And I noticed that when I would weigh in, my mood would dampen, even if I was losing weight. And there was a connection that was starting to be formed that, oh, if I'm going to track my weight, there's two options. Quit weighing and don't change the relationship with myself, or continue to weigh and change the relationship with myself. I knew that I was going to be someone that one day wanted to be able to get on the scale and have my own back every single time. So I had to start saying nicer things. And so rather than sitting there thinking like you're too fat, or, you know, ugh, how did you ever let yourself get to this point? Those kinds of things. I would remind myself, we're working on it. We're working on it. One day we're going to love it. Like I really started thinking about like trying to come up with thoughts that were very present tense about my energy and my effort, or very future focused about where I was going. I did not have time to sit there and be like, why did you do this to yourself? That kind of stuff. That was very past focused, very demeaning, very self-loathing. Now, that is not to say that I got on the scale every single time. And when I did, that it was just like rainbows and daisies all at once. Like, oh, I just changed my mind on how I'm going to think when I get on the scale. Guys, there are times now when I get on the scale and the first thing that comes up is like, you can stand to lose a little more. Those thoughts just come in. Do not get worked up over them. Do not think something's wrong with you. Do not wish them away. Do not sit there and think I must be broken. Do not argue with them or whatever. Just be like, it's all right. Like, I'm eating healthy. Whatever it is, just start a new conversation. It would be like if your husband, every time, if he came home and he had a cranky word when he first came home, it would be like you starting an argument every single time. You know how like sometimes the loved ones in our family just come home and they're not in the bed? Like Chris used to have like this 30-minute period when he used to work at D's. He still actually has it. When he takes Logan to school and he comes back, he's so focused on going to work that if I even interrupt him for a hot second, I get like a evil stare, like all the mood. Well, if I thought something was going wrong every single time he wasn't in a good mood and I started an argument and was like, why do you have to be that way? You shouldn't act like that. If I did all that, I just need you to come home in a good mood every single day. We would not have much of a marriage. He would drop my ass like a bad habit. At some point, I was just like, that's normal. I'll give him 30 minutes. It's the same thing when we weigh in, guys. Just because your brain thinks some shit, don't get worked up over it. Just make a decision. You're lucky enough to wake up. Like a lot of you have already woke up for the day and you're sitting there talking trash about yourself, talking trash about your day, dreading your day, thinking like, oh my God, thank God it's Friday. I just hate everything. We get into such a routine of disgust about our life, or Debbie Downer about our life and stuff. And I'm just like, what the fuck is wrong with us? Like we woke up today. I got people in this tribe who died this year. We have like literally lost tribe sisters this year. Tribe sisters have lost their husbands this year. I will guarantee you that the girls that were in our tribe, I bet they wish they could wake up every day and weigh in now and get their life together and figure out how they're going to eat and start showing up different. You all got that opportunity today. Every one of you. If you got time to be listening to a Facebook Live or a replay, you for fuck sure can get your life together. You can think differently. I don't care what your situation or your circumstance is. Like, we all need to just, like, take a collective breath sometimes and be like, there might be more to life than what I weigh today. I get the like, rather than sitting there going, how did I do this to myself? Why did I do this to myself? This is shit or whatever. How about I'm fucking lucky enough to be able to do something about it. What are we doing today about it? How am I going to show up for myself? At any moment, you guys get to decide to have a better conversation with yourself, to like yourself. At any moment, you get to decide, like, I may be depressed. I may be thinking shit all the time. I may have anxiety, but that's okay. If I want to do something about it, I can. I can quit telling myself I can't do anything about it. And I don't want to hear no bullshit that you can't. If I can fucking attempt suicide at 17 and come out on top, I know we can all wake up, get on the scale, and it not fucking ruin our day. We have to quit thinking, guys, that the scale is what validates us. And the scale is what tells us whether or not we're going to have a good day. And it, you know, it ruins my day. It controls me. It does. That scale ain't doing jack shit to you. It's spitting out a number and begging you to ask yourself the question of, how am I going to care for myself today? Is today the day I start getting my shit together and stop whining about it? Is today the day that I look at, honestly, the actions that led me here, and rather than beating myself up, is today the day I actually learn the lesson? That shit stops and does not serve me 1 ounce. If you're blowing past your 2, figure it out. Stop whining that it's too hard. Sitting around thinking it's too hard, sitting around thinking that you're broken and you wish you'd grown up a new way and that it won't work for you is not helpful. The best way to figure out your plus 2 this week, put the fucking fork down before you finish your plate and give yourself a timeout of 3 minutes. This is not complicated. And it's like, don't tell me it's hard. Yeah, your brain's going to throw a fit. Big whoop. There are people living on the streets. All we're asking is for you to put your fork down for 30 seconds before you finish your plate. Figure out if you want to keep eating or not. I want all of us to just get a gut check. I am not teaching you like the Olympics of weight loss here. We're like riding the tricycle. Let's get on it. All right, let me go away. Oh, wait a minute. I hate when I'm on my period, y'all. Every time I stand up, it's like a whoosh. Who wants to bet Corinne's going to be eating fried chicken livers at some point this weekend? I got to get my iron levels back in check. Ugh, they go to tank, y'all. Oh, do y'all notice I got the new noise-canceling earbuds? All right, let me see here. All right, it's 155.7. Well, here, I took my glasses over here. Can y'all see that? I don't know if y'all can. God, I ain't got my glasses on. I am getting so old. It's like this all the time. Anybody? I love how, all right, first of all, here's what I love most. I love how, we're going downstairs. So I'm finding my Hello Scale worksheet. We're going downstairs. But I love how I tell you guys, now don't you dare get on the phone with me when we're on a Zoom call and walk your shit around because I'm going to get nauseous. I'm like, as my granny used to say, do as I say, not as I do. Let me find a pen. I don't know if I got one. Okay. So I'm going to give myself, I'm going to write down, honestly, I'm probably just going to write down in my Hello Scale sheet. Let me find it. Oh, wait, that's not it. That's my old binder. Sorry. I use my... Hang on, I got to turn the TV off, too. I use my old P&P binder for my thingy. So I'm just going to write down... What did I say? Was it 155.6 or 7? I think it actually was 155.6. So I'm going to write that down in my sheet. And I know I probably got about a pound of clothes on, but I like to just, like, when I weigh with my clothes on and stuff... I just put down the actual number. It's just a lot easier than fucking around. When I go to I use the Happy Scale app, you guys. And so the Happy Scale app is really nice because what it does is you can put in your weight. And then it has I don't know how they do it, but it's math. But what they do is they always give you a positive target. And they give you little milestones. And they like celebrate when you get closer. And they keep all the little weight milestones very tight so that you can, like, basically you get wins more often. And then, like, let's say you have a couple of weeks where you, like, gain some weight or something like that, then it will readjust so that you're always got an ahead target. So it's, like, let's say that, like, I weigh 155, and then it wants to target me down to 154.5. If I was to weigh 157 next week, it would give me my target of, like, 156 point something. So what it's going to do is it's always going to be giving you an adjusted target. I think that's really clever, because what it does is it just keeps your brain future focused, keeps things small and simple. It feels like an app that's very in line with what I teach. So what do I believe this number means? For me, I just believe this number means I was on a trip, I have on my period and stuff, and that, like, I would probably, like, if I'm going to write something down, I'll probably be like, I believe this number means it's close to my range and not a problem to get back in it. Like, I know in my head that I do not need to, like, do a detox or Herculean effort or whatever. All I'm going to need to do is make sure I'm doing my 24-hour plan, whatever, and then it will just stabilize just like it always does. Let's see. That belief feels good. It feels like, for me, like, always thinking that I don't need to do anything special, but just have my healthy habits and stuff, always feels very comforting to me. So I will say that belief feels comforting. Do I want to believe this? Yes, I do. If not, what do I want to believe that this number means? So what I would do, guys, for you guys, is if you notice, like, you're, let's say that I put down, I believe this number means I was out of control last week, you know, whatever it would be, like, right? Because a lot of us will have, like I'm never going to, for our maintenance girls, I believe this number means, like, I'm creeping back up. It's a matter of time. Like, those little litty dinky thoughts. Like, some of you, even, like, when you first start losing weight, and if you have 1 week where the scale fucking blips up, you'll be like, see, I knew it. I couldn't sustain this. Those are thoughts that you don't want to keep. So you want to go through and you're like, do I want to believe this number? If I don't, what do I want to be believing? That question right there is so important. It is your opportunity to tell your brain something different. This is an opportunity to see, like, this is what I'm currently thinking, and to not panic because I'm thinking it. It's an opportunity to figure out, all right, Corinne's teaching me, like, the crux of the program is to stop thinking on default and to stop judging your default thinking and to start thinking on purpose. Nobody teaches you in the real world how to think on purpose anymore. Basically, once you get out of high school and you don't have to do homework anymore, we stop thinking on purpose. We want to start learning how to deliberately choose the things that we're going to think, and we're going to think them over and over again, and we're going to remind ourselves to think them over and over again until our brain finally catches on and puts some of that new stuff into your habits, okay? List five actions, positive or negative, that led to this result. So, like, number one, what the good thing that I did this week was when we did eat out this week, I did a really good job of watching for my plus two. So I would put that in. Number two, I'm not going to handwrite this right now just because it's going to take too long. Number two, one of the things that led to being a little bit out of my range would be I would put on here the chips, unplanned chips on Wednesday. You know, I'm not going to be able to eat unplanned chips. I want to make sure that I write that down to remind myself, you know, you had an off-plan overeat. Like, I want that in my consciousness. If I'm not judging it, I don't mind it being in my consciousness. When I put it in my consciousness and I'm not judging it, it helps me be on, like, alert for when I'm trying to grab ass something else, right? So, number three, I did a really good job of drinking my water this week. I know that's one of the reasons why, like, I will say, I would bet you earlier this week, I was probably up even more. Like, when I came back from the Caymans, not only was it, like, you know, big time, like, we went from, you know, hot at balls as water, hot ass weather to cold, but I didn't exercise hardly for a couple of days. So I put one of the other things on here was one of the things that helped me, I think, this week was really listening to my body and not overtaxing it, because I was able to get my sleep this week. There's only day that I didn't get sleep. So I would probably put on here travel led to this result, plus my period. I want to make sure that I know that this number is also a reflection of my period, because I guarantee you earlier this week, I was probably up 3 pounds. I can even tell in my body I feel smaller today because when I'm on my period, I typically gain at least 4 pounds. And then travel on top of it makes me bloat. But I will say some of the other things that I think were good this week is 2 days this week, I texted with the guy that does my workouts for me and just said, like, I got to take it down a way big notch. I'm not feeling good. My cramps are out the door. I do not want to be doing a sweat fest. And I knew that if I did all that, it would disturb my sleep. So I got good sleep this week, and then I may be up a little today. I didn't weigh yesterday, but I may be up a little today just because I didn't sleep good last night. But overall this week, I really prioritized getting some sleep. So you just kind of like, I want you to think about how I'm just kind of reviewing my week. I'm really looking for like, what are the positives? And I talk about them and I write about them and stuff. Because a lot of you want to go to just the negative because you get really stuck in your head that you need to be pulling out all the bad things you're doing. You don't. I will guarantee you the people that lose weight, they spend a lot of time focusing on what's already going right so that they get their brain conditioned. Because that's how I lost 100 pounds. I really focused on things I was doing right that's such an improvement over what I've been doing. And it was like little things. It wasn't like I was sitting there going, and you're eating like completely clean. It's like, no, like, do you know that yesterday you went to McDonald's and you got one cheeseburger instead of two? That's so much better than what we used to do. Like, I was constantly having those conversations, trying to always talk to myself in a way that was helpful. So I was on the hunt for the good stuff. It really helped my brain start adapting to becoming someone who was really working on creating a new life for themselves, who was really working on believing in themselves, who was really working on changing the relationship they had with the scale and their body and all the things. So for you guys, I want you doing the same thing. Weighing in each week and using the Hello Scale worksheet gives you that opportunity to really think about those things, to really think about the conversation you're having, to redirect your brain every single week to having a new conversation, to pulling yourself out of like where you choose to think poor things and choose to feel bad and stuff and make yourself think and feel new things, whether you believe them or not. You can't have new beliefs without thinking on purpose some new beliefs. You can't expect your brain to believe something different if you're never giving it something different to think. And you're not allowed to be frustrated because of the old stuff. And you're not allowed to be frustrated because you don't believe it yet. That's just wasting your time. Don't do it. Like, a lot of you are like, well, how do you not be frustrated? You shut your fucking mouth up about it. That's how you do it. It'd be like your kid asking, well, how do you get your homework done? You shut the fuck up and you get busy. That's how you get it done. How do you want to do your homework? I don't know. Do your homework, get a good grade, and then maybe you'll want to do your homework again. But I'll tell you how you don't not get it done, by sitting around talking about it. Like, that's kind of like what we have to start telling ourselves. We have to quit waiting for this to be like fun and games. Like, this ain't no, we're not Rudolph. This ain't reindeer games. You want to make a change? Make a damn change. Quit whining about it. We're wondering why you're not getting it fast enough. Like, all of you who are like, well, I'm not losing fast enough, or I'm not getting it fast enough, or she's ahead of me and stuff. Shut the fuck up. Like, that's what I would tell myself every single time. Shut up. What are you doing? Like, stop wasting your time. I have those conversations with myself all the time. Some of y'all are like, what? Don't talk to me like that. Like, look, don't. What do you mean, me not talk to you like that? How about you not talk to you like that? How about you not compare yourself to someone else? Problem ain't what I tell you. The problem is you're not willing to tell yourself. We have to quit playing small. And you have to quit allowing yourself to play small. It's like I said earlier. Wake up. You're awake. You are here. You get to do this. Quit telling yourself it's harder for you. Quit telling yourself your menopause is like your thorny cross to bear. Quit telling yourself that it's because you got kids. Quit telling yourself all these things. Guys, quit using your life as an excuse to not do. Your life is not an excuse to not do. Wait till you're hungry. Even if you want to eat. Just say like, look, of course I want to eat. I'm going to wait till I'm hungry. As many times as I can. Sometimes I may get it wrong. But that doesn't mean that I quit waiting until I'm hungry and give up on myself. It means one time I ate when I wasn't hungry. Let's just be realistic. Be boring. I invite all of you to make your weight loss boring. If you weren't allowed to complain and whine and compare and get overwhelmed and frustrated and get in a panic about what something went, you know, about where you're going for dinner and stuff. Can you just imagine for a minute if all of that wasn't allowed? Like, just ask yourself, if I wasn't allowed to be panicked about where we're going for fucking dinner tonight. I love it when we're all anxious about where we're going to dinner. It's like, I don't know. Anxiety is not what I would like be having. Be like, I'm so lucky to be going to dinner. I bet the menu is online. If I wasn't going to be anxious over it, would I just pull my phone out and see what the menu is before I get there? Would I just walk in and not even open the menu and just look at the waiter and say, tell me about your best salad? Or would you just look at, like, I can't tell you how many times I've gone to restaurants and just said, I didn't even open a menu. The waiter comes over and it's like, I bet people ask you this all the time. If they wanted to eat healthy, what would they be eating? I'll have that. It's not complicated. I'm no, like, crazy-ass wise woman who came from a cave somewhere on a hilltop with her wisdom to spew to cults. I just don't fucking get crazy. I just think, like, all right, if we're going to solve weight loss, what are we going to do? Not get worked up about it and come up with a solution. You all have this power. All of you. I'm just saying. All right. What was my goal this week? Of course, you're just going to write down what your goal was this week. Did I meet this goal? Why or why not? Here's what I normally put here. I normally ask myself, like, was I focused on it or not? Like, I like to think about the little things, like with the why or why not. If I didn't meet my goal, it was probably because I prioritized something else, or maybe I didn't, like, I noticed I wasn't writing down each day. Like, I try to think about, like, something really important that probably could make a difference to stay focused on this week. That's what I use that spot for. So it's usually like, you know, like, I met my goal this week. Like, I want to be in the 150 to 155 range right now. 155.6, I'm just going to tell you, on my period, with my clothes on, after a vacation, I call that a fucking win. I'm like, I'm all in with Corinne. And that rhymes. Y'all should all be like, I'm all in with Corinne. But, like, when I look at, I'm going to say yes. And one of the things that I'm going to tell myself about this, why, is because literally, like, this last, let's see, what are we at now? God, almost, it would almost be 14 days. So the last 12 days, essentially, or yeah. Well, I'll say 10. 10 out of the last, like, 14 days, I have not been home. I've been out of routine. I have, like, ate out, all the things, right? But during that time, do you know what I did? I just kept challenging myself to make the best choices in the moment. So if I was drinking, I made sure that I was, like, staying on top of my mind. So, like, while we were in the Caymans, like, I had planned for 3 and I drank 3 when I was in the Caymans. I don't think I went over 3 the whole time. I'm almost 100% sure on that. I also, when I was in the Caymans, I got up every day and I either walked or I exercised, but I went for walks. I made sure, like, when we ate, I paid real close attention because I knew that I was eating out every meal. So I really made sure that I was like, okay, have I had enough? A couple of times I left food behind. Like, I was just trying to make small choices. And they weren't even perfect choices. Like, I had dessert while I was there. I had an unplanned dessert. But I just made sure that I never got off my game of challenging myself. Even when we ate out, when we came home, like, I remember when I was eating thinking, you know, you're eating dining out food. Just ask yourself, like, pay attention to if you've had enough. Like, just that, I want you guys to always think about, it's not so much do you get it perfect. I want your mental mindset around it to be on tap. And so if you're always keeping those habits in place of thinking and thinking and thinking, they compound and they add up. And for so many of you, you've got a good amount of weight left to lose. Like, you've got, you know, 30 pounds, 50 pounds, 100 pounds or whatever. If I can maintain eating unplanned desserts, tortilla chips. I will say on Monday, I overdrank. I had 3.5 glasses of wine. I'd planned to have some wine with Logan that night, but I, you know, he wasn't done eating. I was like, I should have one more, that kind of thing. If I can do all that and still maintain, I know you guys can have a positive mindset and make solid choices and think ahead of yourself and let little things compound and still lose weight. All of my girls that lose a lot of weight in this tribe, the ones that are like, lose it like a banshee, they lose it because they adopt the mindset of always challenging themselves. They're not losing it because they're perfect. All of the people who quit and who don't lose their weight, they have something in common. I ate past my 2. I got so upset, I just said, fuck it, and I finished it all. I got so upset, I did my recovery worksheet the next day. I just ate everything. The people who aren't losing are the people who are operating in the extremes. I either have a very unrealistic plan and then I go balls out on blowing it. That's the people who are not losing. That's the people who are bouncing in between. The people who are losing are kind of in the middle like this. They notice their mistakes and stuff. They're still not getting it. They're not all dialed, but they're not blowing it either. And they're making incremental changes. And they're doing just a little bit more all the time. The people who are in the middle like this are ones who are consistently losing. They end up outpacing the extremes. No, they don't lose like 20 pounds the first week. Whatever that unrealistic bullshit you guys expect of yourselves. But slowly over time, they're feeling better, they're thinking better, they're feeling momentum, the weight loss is stacking up, they're trying new things, and they start noticing they're liking their life, and the people around them are saying, holy fuck, I don't know what you're doing, but keep on drinking your diet Kool-Aid. The people whose people around them get frustrated are the ones who are trying to live in the extremes, and their people are like, please get off that diet, quit listening to that lady. She's teaching you how to be like bipolar. 1 minute you're on, 1 minute you're off. And I'm like, that is not what Corinne teaches. That's you fighting what Corinne teaches. Looking at my top 5 actions last week, what do I choose to learn from this? Like, I can keep going. I can figure this out. Double down on this shit. There's not much left to change. I've got 5 things I can work on this week. Which one? If all 5 were stuff you need to work on, but like, great, I know 5 things I need to work on. So which one am I going to work on? And brainstorm ways you can make weight loss easy for next week. Guys, I always, like, once you get, I know this is a long first 60 video, but once you get done with this video, I challenge you guys, if once you watch it, everybody should be tagging their accountability partners. Every one of the first 60 videos, guys, get in there and go watch them. They're there. If you watch them on Facebook, tag your accountability partners. They're so good. I'm giving you small chunks of information. If you don't know what the first 60 is, type in the search bar, first 60. First 60 days. In the topics, we have it, hashtag, first 60 days. If you want to watch it and you're not on Facebook, guess what? Go to video replays. By category, there's something called hashtag first 60 days. Just get in there. They're short chunks. You don't have to watch them in order either. Look, I'm going to promise you Corinne did not put this in some kind of fucking order. You know what Corinne did? Team, what do they struggle with? I want to shoot some videos. I want to do 60 of them. What can we give them that'll help, that's short? And we just made a list. You know why? Because anything we tell you to do will help. There ain't no magic to the method. Just start doing some stuff. You ain't got to do it in order. Just do. Pick you something. Period. So go in here, tag people, share this, talk about it in your accountability groups. Get on it. And then what are you guys going to be doing to make weight loss easy? Come up with all the ways. For some of you, the best way to make weight loss easy this week is to laugh at yourself. I've been making this really serious. I've been acting like this is brain surgery. It's not. Pick you something. All right. I don't know if we have questions. I don't even know if I have a coach giving me anything in the Slack. Missy, I know you're on here. Is somebody actually filtering stuff? If so, I'll get my iPad out. If not, I'll scroll back through. I'm not really sure what we're doing this morning. Hang on. And y'all are behind me. Oh my gosh, I have got text messages galore. Let's see. Let me go to Slack. Slack is our communications app. Laura, brain surgery is not that hard, to be fair. I don't know, Laura. Seems like it's hard. I think, well, okay, my iPad doesn't have it set up for... It doesn't have it set up for stuff. Oh, no questions. Okay, good. Does anybody have any questions? If so, I'll answer a couple since there's no questions. If you don't have questions, we'll just get out of here. That'll be amazing. Is Sarah Gross here by chance? I don't know. Sarah Gross, if you're here, I just want to let you know, Kathy and I podcasted about you yesterday. There's going to be an episode in the 1st of February where we talked about the babies of the PMP. I had a hard time finding you, but I'm here now. Yeah, sometimes you just have to come back into your Facebook app, guys. Whenever I do a Facebook, Zoom is so much easier, but because I was going to be doing a weigh-in, I can't do a Zoom from my phone, so we have to do it with Facebook Live. I would much rather do them on Zoom because Zoom is the easiest way to find me because Facebook, you know, it ain't up to me to prioritize things in the group. Do you change anything in your eating or thinking during your period? I'm on mine too. Lisa, one of the things that I do is I usually plan for more carbs when I'm on my period. I know me, I am going to crave carbs. And so what I like to do is like to make sure that like I just don't eat very many vegetables the first couple of days. They set my colon in fuego. And I'm just going to, I don't know about y'all, but I have got like period ass the first couple of days. It is a lot of toilet time. So I don't eat a lot of vegetables, so I eat more carbs. So, and sometimes I crave a lot of, I crave very salty, meaty foods. So I will plan to have like that first day, a lot of times I'll have oatmeal for breakfast. I may have oatmeal again for lunch. A lot of times I have Weight Watcher pizzas. Y'all know I love my dry ass Weight Watcher pizzas. So I will plan to have those things. I also, the next day, sometimes I'll like tell Chris I do want to have chips. I'm sure that's why on Wednesday I really wanted chips. It was like, I was like a deer looking for a salt lick. Like I like will extra salt my food, and I will plan to have meat. I will probably on Sunday night, because I'm still kind of going on my period good, and I, you know, this one's a long one. Don't everybody give me the talk to about an ablation. I'm going to get on top of it. I will get on top of this. But I will plan to, we'll go to Cracker Barrel and I'll get a big baked potato, put a lot of salt on it, and I'll get fried chicken livers and green beans. That's like my favorite post-period meal. I know that sounds odd as fuck, but the baked potato with the salt is like excellent for just like getting some of that salty stuff out of my system because salt, baked potatoes have a lot of potassium and stuff in them too. But the fried chicken livers gives me a little boost of iron and I love them. So that's why I always have that. Let's see. I do Zoom calls all the time on my iPhone. You can do it. Oh, you can do a Zoom call? Okay, I did not know that you could actually host a Zoom call on your iPhone. I've never done that. I've always done it from my computer. Well, that's good to know. Let's see. What is a good time for meditating to help sleep? Should I do it at night right before bed? It can help. I think any time is a good time for meditation. The beauty of meditation is what it does. Is it for all of us, especially if you're like me, I have a brain that goes like no other. It is like a freight train up there. It is constant with the thoughts, constant with ideas. It almost feels like it runs wild at times. And what I notice with meditation, and I don't do meditation all the time, guys, I'm not sitting around meditating all the time. My meditation is a lot of times I'll just put in like the Game of Thrones. I'll put in my favorite yoga music or whatever. And I just listen for my thoughts and then I redirect them. So I think a lot of people have this misconception that meditation has to be some Zen experience. It's really more about understanding that your brain is throwing thoughts at you. So for a lot of you, this is the way I like to think about meditation, especially for those of you who overeat. Meditating doesn't necessarily solve overeating. Like, it doesn't calm you down so that the urge goes away. What I like to think about is practicing meditation allows you to practice having a lot of thoughts come in when you don't necessarily want them to be coming in because you're trying to, like, you know, zone out. And exercising the part of your brain that allows you to push them away, to allows you to stop them, change direction, go back and focus. If you think about that, what you're doing, it's almost like lifting weights. If you want to grow a muscle and you want to get stronger, you're going to have to lift weights and stuff. If you want to get to the point to where you can hear your thoughts more clearly so that you know the ones that are coming in that you want to be able to steer away, especially like for an overeat, an urge, for when you weigh in, negative body image and stuff, the more you meditate and the more those things come in, you practice being able to redirect, redirect, redirect. Meditation is like a good way to hack and trick yourself into learning how to do that, like, with ease. Let's see. How do you determine what your weight should be? Or is this just part of the old habits and thoughts regarding weight loss? If you are tall, you should weigh this. I don't tell people to do that. What I tell you guys to do is just pick a number that you think you would like and just start shooting for that number first. Then as you get there, decide if you like the number. You may want to weigh a little less. You may want to weigh a little more. Who knows? You can look at weight charts and all that kind of stuff if you want to. I just always tell people, like, what number sounds good? For some people, it's like the number that sounds good to me. Like, when I first started losing weight, I didn't pick 100 pounds. I just wanted to get started. I picked actions. I picked who I wanted to be. I picked the life I wanted to live first. And then as I was doing that, I started thinking about, like, I just want to be under 200. I just thought getting under 200 was going to be like the cat's meow. Then once I got under 200, I was like, ooh, I can't wait to get to 175 because I'd never been able to weigh less than 175. I just thought, that's the cat's meow. I can't wait to weigh 175. Once I got to 175, I was like, holy fuck. Like, it wasn't so much about the number. I had been like when I first started dreaming about the kind of person I wanted to be and changing the conversation I had with myself and stuff. It was the first time I got to 175 where I got there and I was like, I really think I could like lose more weight. Rather than, well, here I am. This is where it always goes to shit. I hope I can hang on to it. I had talked to myself so differently that once I got there, I was like, I want to like set a goal weight. Like, I want to weigh 150 pounds. Like, boom. Like, and I just settled in. Like, I'm going to weigh 150 pounds. So I think it's more about, like, I don't know that there's a right or wrong number. I say just pick one. Pick what feels right. Pick what you think will be right. And then don't get upset if you can't get there or if you get there and you want to do more. Just be like, I'm just always open to the idea that, you know, I'm going to be willing to have my own back on thinking about what I want for myself and what does that life look like. Let's see. All right, so Gina, stop saying it's hard not to panic. It's not hard not to panic. It's like I weigh, old diet thinking comes in, I panic. Like, I want you to like make the correlation rather than thinking it's hard not to do that. That's the whiny part that we do. I would just say, like, I know what's happening now. When I weigh, my brain, like, I want you to think about the difference the way you're describing it and the way I'm describing it. And we're describing the exact same thing. Weighing in. It's hard not to panic and go back to your old diet thinking rather than I weigh in, my brain wants to go to old diet thinking. You feel panicked when you think that, or you feel resistance, or you feel hard, or whatever, right? It's not, I'm going to tell you what, your line of thinking doesn't feel good. Frustrated, maybe for some of you. My line of thinking is like awareness, alert to it. Like mine is a very different, it doesn't feel warm and fuzzy, but guys, it's like, oh, this is just what's happening. Versus like the way you describe it is like you have no control over it. It's really hard. Like I'm having to fight with it and stuff. No, you don't. You do not have to fight with it. You need to tell yourself, when I weigh, my brain naturally wants to go here and I'm working on going somewhere else. My brain wants to go to old diet thinking and I'm working on erasing it. The feeling is in control. The feeling is determined. The feeling is aware, whatever it is. You know what your action line is in that model? The action line of that model is redirect my brain. Come up with other things to think. Prepare myself before I weigh in with thoughts that I'm going to think on purpose. Your action line, when you think it's really hard, like what is it? Hard not to panic and go back into my old diet thinking. A lot of you will have fear. A lot of you will have frustration, whatever. Your action line, your brain spirals out of control. Your result is, I just keep practicing my old ways of thinking. That I don't control my thinking. That my thinking is hard. That my thinking is out of control. We have to switch to the next model. This, the next model for all of us. And guys, if you're wondering, like, what's Corinne talking about models? Time to move to phase two. I invite you to just listen to it, whether you do the models or not, to get introduced to the idea of how you control your thinking. You can go back to phase one and keep listening to dial in the hunger scale and to dial in all that stuff, but you can give yourself the gift of listening to phase two now that we're going to start talking more about phase two. And then you go back to phase one and you just keep re-listening over and over again. But what... the next model for you, when you start understanding this is just where my brain goes, this is normal, this has just been conditioning, and that's okay, is the result becomes I start practicing new thinking. I start understanding there's a new way for me. That model over there starts working, and you start retraining yourself, and you stop thinking that it's hard. We have to, at some point, have to call some bullshit on ourselves. It's like, is thinking that it's hard helpful? It may feel hard, but is me reinforcing it helpful? It's probably not helpful. So if it's not helpful, that's one more thing that I can put in my bucket of stuff like, I should question that. I should probably start trying to think of it in a new way. Let's do one more and then we'll get out of here. I don't see. Just curious, how tall am I? I'm 5'6". There may be a personal question. Oh, this may be a personal question, but how much did your leftover skin weigh? I don't know. They didn't actually weigh it and tell me. Missy actually had skin surgery. I believe they told her. They didn't tell me how much mine. And honestly, I had mine done in stages, so I don't know. But honestly, like I got down, like this is the way I feel. So I got down to around 145 to 150. I don't really feel like, I don't mind weighing 145 and stuff. Trust me, I don't mind weighing in that range. But because of my loose skin, I try to think about, all right, and this changes as I age. Just being thinner doesn't always look good on me. I'm just going to say, I have loose skin and like, I walk a fine line. Like sometimes, like when I weigh in like 157, 158, I swear to God, my legs look better. My arms look worse. I get down to about 150. My arms look better. My legs look worse. You know, it's like one of those things where I have to just kind of like work on my body image and that kind of stuff. But When I was like in 145 to 150s, when I had my skin surgeries, I have almost always though, since I've lost weight, like if over all the span of since I've lost weight, like I have done figure competitions where I, like in one of my competitions, I weighed 128 pounds. I'm just going to tell all of you, I looked like shit. Now, I was muscular, but because I have so much loose skin, I look back at those pictures and I'm like, oh my God, you could see all my muscles, but it did not wear well. Like you could see all my muscles and all the loose skin. I always tell it like it was, it looked like candle wax dripping off my body. I had another figure competition a couple of years after that where I really, like I gained weight all the way up to, like I went on a, I don't know if y'all know this, but I don't talk about it very often, but there was a year where I was determined that I was going to work on my legs. And so I hired my bodybuilding coach at the time. We went all the way up to 170 pounds on purpose. I'd never ate so much oatmeal, y'all. Like this was not eating Ding Dongs and Twinkies. Like this was just eating lots and lots of food and lifting weights all the damn time. And it was very like, well, let's put it this way. I allowed myself to be really scared during the process because it was like, who gets down to like 140, 145 pounds for stage and then purposely gains 30 something pounds to just lose it again? I was so terrified that I was going to gain weight and not be able to lose it. This was before I went through coaching and stuff. Like I was just like relying on my like just natural common sense. And there was something in me that just said, trust the process. If you really want to change your legs, you really want to do this, whatever. So I gained weight and I lost it again. I competed at 145 pounds. I looked really good, but still y'all, like I'm just going to be honest. When I get below 150, like I really teeter with my legs. They just don't look as good as when they do when they're fuller. And y'all know me. Like I work on the love of my legs all the time. It's like I prefer them to be fuller. And that sometimes means I have to be fuller up top and stuff. So anyway, I don't know. That's kind of like neither here nor there. But you know, I've had a lot of surgery. I've had a lot of surgery over time. And I like my body right now. I really do. I think I probably love my body more now than I ever have. It's not even the thinnest that it's ever been, but I just really like it. And so like, that's why I kind of like that 150 to 160 range on me. I just think I wear it well. I always tell people I want to be that chick that walks around and if somebody's going to steal a purse, they're like next in line. I don't want hers. She looks like she can handle herself. I like being able to walk around. Like I like to look strong. I like to look confident. And I feel like this, like part of it is my mental attitude I carry, but a lot of it is, I just feel like I don't know. I feel like I look like I take care of myself. And I also, in this weight range, I feel like I get to live the life I want. You know, if I want to be able to have wine a few times a week, I can. If I don't, I can. You know, like I can just kind of manage all the things. And so like when you're setting, like we go back to the other point, when you're setting your goal weight range and stuff, it's more about, for me, it's like what wears well. I don't really care what the industry standard says. What wears well on Corinne? I get to wear the sizes I like. I get to eat the way I want. You know, if I want to have a little more some weeks, I can. I know that I can maintain this weight real easy. I can have the summers that I want. Y'all know me. I go to Vegas all the time in the summer with my husband. I'm going to want to drink and I'm going to want to eat Diablo's nachos while I'm there. I'm okay with swinging. And I know that I'm okay with swinging. That's hilarious, but you know what I mean. In the winter, I am okay with drinking less, eating a little healthier. Like, I just love for you guys to be thinking about weight in more ways than just, I have to weigh this number. I want you guys thinking about, like, bigger than that. Like, I want you guys thinking, like, when I pick a number, don't just pick a number and aim for it. Pick a life and aim for it. How do you envision yourself eating? Like, if you could eat any way you wanted, what would it be? And guys, think bigger than just like, I would eat sheet cake all the time, or I would just eat like broccoli all the time. Like, literally, like when you think about someone who feels amazing in their body, at their goal weight, and food's easy and stuff, what are they thinking? What are they feeling? How do they eat out? How often are they eating out? What's it like when they, like, do they exercise? Do they not? What kind are they doing? Really sit there and dream about the future version of you. Do it a lot. Don't just do this one time, especially for those of you who have a hard time doing this. Don't just do it once and then shit on it and be like, well, that was hard, or I can't picture it, or whatever. You may have to, like, write one sentence. Like, take your planner in the back where those TDL pages are. Just the label one, future self. Just every now and then, just add another sentence to it. Get your brain used to thinking about her and not being afraid that you're not going to get there and stuff. Just like, if I wasn't afraid, if I wasn't any of it, if Corinne was my fairy godmother and could, like, tap a wand, what would my life be looking like? I am going to tell you, there's so many ways that this has worked for me. And I always cry when I talk about this. I dreamed about the version of me for so long. I know the reason why I have the life that I have now was because I stopped being afraid of dreaming by who I wanted to be. I wanted to be pretty, and I wanted to be sexy, and I wanted to love my body, and I wanted to be that kind of person who could eat out. And I also wanted to, like, have a normal relationship with food. I just dreamed about, like, doing races and stuff. And I didn't tell myself that I couldn't have it. I started telling myself, like, if we're going to get there, we got to figure out how. Guys, everything I'm pouring into No BS and all these Facebook Lives and all the coaching sessions are me trying to tell you the how. Don't fight me on it. Don't tell me you can't do it. Start with the small stuff. I can't remind you enough of the small steps. I can't tell you how many times I dreamed about Logan and this part of our life and how, you know, when they told us he had autism and stuff, I literally felt like I just went through a period where I caught myself thinking, we're never going to have the life we want. We're never going to be able to retire the way we want. We're never, like, I went to that place and I was like, this can't be it. I started thinking about, what do I want? I'm not compromising on my life, and I'm not compromising on him. And I dreamed about what all he could have and what all we could do. What was I going to need to do to create the life? Like, I so wanted to be able to retire with Chris. I so wanted to be able to give my baby a future and stuff. And I went to work on it. Why do you think, like, I love you guys. Do not get me wrong. I envisioned myself as a baller businesswoman. I envisioned myself changing the diet industry. But most of all, I envisioned myself being able to retire and make sure that I could go to my grave knowing my child would never worry a day in his life. I was not leaving this shit up to the government or some future wife. You have to be willing to dream and then go to work on it rather than worrying you can't have it. Your dream is out there. Whether you want to acknowledge your dreams or not, if you're in this tribe, I know for sure if you are in this tribe, it's because there is a part of you that's still dreaming about it, or you would not be here. And so there's just no sense in worrying you can't have it. It's such wasted time. It's all about getting started on having it. Working towards it. And if I dream big and I miss it, but I spend my life working toward it, it won't matter if I miss it. I will get so much more out of my life going for it than I ever will just wishing for it. And that's what I believe. And I just think it's important. And it's what I want for all of you. This is why, like, all those people who don't belong in PNP tribe, they just don't get it. This is why their diets are falling flat. Nobody's talking to them about this stuff. And this is the most important things you guys can drop into. This is the most important things you guys can be thinking about and believing, because that's what makes stopping at plus two a little bit more doable every day. It's why I keep it all so simple, because the steps to get there really are simple. They're not super sexy, but they are simple. We just have to learn how to unlock our potential and unlock our dreaming and unlock our brain and let go of the fear and let go of the anxiety and let go of the old thinking that we have to worry about it. We have to work so hard. We have to panic. We have to do all those things. Guys, we don't have to do that. But we do have to accept that that stuff might happen, but there is a different way to think and start practicing it. Okay. That's all I got for you guys today. I'm going to get out of here. This was a lot, way longer than I anticipated, so, which is very typical. Time to eat and shower. I am actually hungry now. So you guys have a good weekend. Go make the most of it, and I will talk to you soon. Bye, y'all.